It's Anna and Raven today, and I'm so excited, Anna, because it's one of the things that we love the most, of course. Dogs in the studio.
That's our favorite thing. It makes us so happy. If you see the amount of stress that we normally have in our life, and then the puppies come in, and we're like, yay!
Right. Yeah. Welcome, David, from Little Shelter in Huntington. You can find them online at littleshelter.org. David, so great to see you.
Oh, no, thank you for having us. This is great. Thank you.
Who's this little beauty that we have with us today?
Her name is Ty. Mm-hmm. And she's a 13-year-old purebred Yorkie. She came to us from the ACNC in Manhattan. Our friends is a municipal shelter in Manhattan that we rescue from frequently.
Let's talk about what it is that Little Shelter does.
So I personally got started as a volunteer with Little Shelter back in 2002. And then it got to the point where they needed someone to manage it. And our president had asked me to do that. And I was like, shut up. So
dream job.
Yeah, she's a volunteer president. Her name's Marianne Chernofsky. So she does all this on a voluntary basis. Little Shelter's been around for 93 years.
Amazing.
We're the oldest Suffolk County Humane Society.
Nice.
And we're very different than a lot of other rescue organizations out there. In animal rescue, you're either an animal rescue or a sanctuary. And Little Shelter's both. We go out to the municipal shelters. We're no-kill shelters. So we help the shelters that might have to euthanize for space.
Right.
So we pull from them and bring them to the safety of Little Shelter, which is a no-kill shelter. At the same time, we're also the managing and funding organization for the Town of Huntington Cat Shelter, which is extremely unique. It's a town facility that actually has a no-kill cat program.
Wow.
And that you don't see anywhere.
Yeah,
so,
no, you're right. Yeah.
What also separates us is we have a sanctuary upstate for our overlooked dogs. So,
and it's 90 acres, the
it's
sanctuary.
110 acres.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So it's even bigger. It sounds gigantic. We have probably about 11 dogs up there. And once they get up there, all the chain link is gone. They live in rooms, they have televisions, they have couches, they have 24-hour care, and a 2-acre pond to swim in if they want.
I mean, that sounds pretty legit. Like, I wouldn't mind spending a weekend there myself.
If that's the worst that happens to me when the day comes, I mean, how wonderful, right? And obviously to be appreciated is such a big deal, because it is one of the most heartbreaking things when you see older dogs or dogs that have certain ailments or whatever it may be, that they're kind of left behind sometimes, you know? And I'm not going to villainize anybody at this moment, because many people have been through terrible things this year, and they've had to make terrible decisions.
Yeah.
But that is the most important time of a dog's life, to know that what they've done has been, you know, worthwhile the whole time.
Little Shelter is a beautiful facility in and of itself with the 6 acres of property. You don't see that in another organization, and our dogs get out constantly. But we still have kennels, and if they're in the kennels too long, no matter how many times we get them out, it becomes stressful, and they might develop problems there. So sometimes the sanctuary is a place for them just to go and decompress. And it doesn't mean they're unadoptable once they get up there. They're still available for adoption, but it's a lot less stressful than a typical shelter environment.
I want to make sure I got this right. What was the amount of animals that you have available for adoption right now?
We probably have about 300 cats at Little Shelter and between 50 to 60 dogs at Little Shelter.
Wow.
Yeah. We've got another 100 cats at the Town of Huntington Cat Shelter.
Wow.
And there's about 12 dogs up at our sanctuary, so we're pushing the 500 mark of animals. So we've got something for everybody.
I mean, yeah. that is an amazing amount, really. And I mean, even with this year, I mean, there's been a lot of success stories with fostering and adoptions, but as things get back to normal, some dogs come back. We know that. But, you know, obviously there's still a huge need out there.
Especially in the times that we're living in now, it's really probably the almost the perfect time to adopt.
So. It's the perfect time, really, to spend that time, as you mentioned, and train and really acclimate as a family as to what it's going to be. And then you can ease your way back as things continue to change in the months ahead. David, where do people go? Where can they find out? Where can they help the work that you guys do? And where can they look at these beautiful creatures?
So they could always come visit us at the shelter, because we love when people come to see us there. That's at 33 Warner Road in Huntington. Our website is littleshelter.org or townofhuntingtoncatshelter.org. And you can find us on social media at Little Shelter and at Town of Huntington Cat Shelter.